You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, January 20th, 2017, week 188 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Sheska.
And now it's time to talk about some Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is Skip Trace, because it is a Jackie Chan movie. America's Sweetheart, Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville,
If there's no good plot, no good story, you still got Jackie Chan there.
You still got Jackie Chan doing what he does. Fighting people,
come on,
in very entertaining ways.
That sing alone by the fire that we watched alone
makes it worth it.
Makes it worth it.
Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
I think I want to watch that movie now.
Yeah, just, I'll watch it. I want you to watch it, and I want you to love it.
Yeah, I think I'm sure I'll laugh at it.
Yeah, because you said you like the shtick of the things breaking that aren't supposed to break.
I know, and he doesn't want it to happen.
Yeah,
he tries so hard, but it doesn't matter because it still breaks.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my recommendation.
My recommendation is Prison Break, a show that ended, but now it's coming back. So it's a perfect time to go back and watch it. You see a guy with his back is tattooed with a map, some crazy stuff, and they're trying to break out of prison. And it's a good show.
And most of that cast is on like DC.
And they're all on the DC television shows. And it's cool.
What's on Netflix today and this weekend?
We got Frontier. It's just Jason Momoa's show about Canadian fur traders, I believe. Yeah. Papa, Take the 10, Voltron Legendary Defender, and tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yes. No, Sunday.
No, tomorrow.
No, Sunday.
No, today's the 20th.
Oh, tomorrow. Bates Motel and Grammy's Circus Show.
Really revealing the truth of this podcast.
It's Sunday,
you're like,
right?
Pulling back that curtain, showing who the real Wizard of Oz is.
I was reading the Thursday. I kept reading it over, and I was like, I went back up to it, and I kept read it again. I was like, oh, there we go. Thursday. No.
So what'd you do this week?
This week, this is our first full week.
Yeah, this is our first full week of back
work
at work.
The year felt like a long week.
Yeah,
I was just working all week.
And it was like raining. Was it raining up there?
It was raining, yeah. It rained for like 3 days in a row, which like I can't remember the last time it's ever rained 3 days in a row. Mm-hmm. Here. Can you even remember?
Mm.
Like it went on and off, but like there were like 8 hours like each of the days that it did, and I was like, this is weird.
It was nice because it would rain at night here. So like when I was going to sleep out here, the rain, and I was like, oh, it's comforting.
Yeah. I like that. Just when I was walking around. Well, you don't have to go outside.
No, I walk around every day.
Oh, do you?
Okay. Yeah, except when it's raining.
Okay.
Because at lunch, I
gotta
take
walk
a walk.
I'm like, I got to walk around.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have the rain.
Yeah.
It's just strange to have the rain. Mm-hmm. Not used to it. But what was your week? Were you up to?
Not much. Just work. I had a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Found out I'm going to get surgery in 2 weeks. For an undisclosed medical problem because it's just so embarrassing. I don't want to tell anyone about it. I was put on this crazy diet that lasted all week until Friday, and I was like, no.
Dunzo. So you lasted a whole week on it, though?
Yeah, dude, I lost 10 pounds on this diet.
That's crazy.
Which is, me being at like a low weight, it's very crazy.
Yeah. You think you're like back up? Like how many pounds do you think you gained in the last like 2 days?
In the last 2 days, I gained... I was at my lowest. I gained 3 pounds in the last 2 days.
Okay.
It's also not good, but
yeah,
I'm eating. Like I'm eating food.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Exactly.
So, there's that. And then really didn't do much. I don't think. I was supposed to go see Split on Friday the 13th. That didn't work out because.
So that was like a special Friday the 13th screening?
No, yeah, it was like one of those like preview screenings.
Oh, the Spectrum? Oh, the Martian.
No, and then we saw something else. We saw the Martian at Aliso.
Yeah.
But didn't we see something early at the Spectrum?
I don't think
for free, and like they just took our cell phones and stuff before.
Oh! Was that not the Martian?
No.
I remember the Martian. I think I've only seen the Martian. They took our cell phones at the Martian too. Or yeah. Wait, no, did they? Well, they didn't take Ourselves.
No, they didn't.
Martian. Oh, no, they did, but I didn't have my cell phone because I left it in my car.
Yeah.
Only one of us had cell phone. I think it was the unless you've seen something else.
I thought I saw something else, too, but I couldn't remember.
I'm trying to think because only I remember the Martian so vividly because part of it wasn't Lisa? Done. Yeah, it was at Elisa. I don't think I've seen something.
I thought we saw something out of the Spectrum. Maybe it was Martian Elisa.
I feel like I had pretty well.
Yeah, it was Elisa. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I don't think, unless you've seen another movie.
No, I haven't.
But I think that is the one. That's the same one.
Yeah. But this was like already done because it's coming out next week, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we.
The only other thing I can think of is Super 8 we saw, but that was a premiere.
But that was, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And I saw like Ghostbusters and stuff.
Wasn't J.A. Abrams?
No, he just did a video thing.
Oh, I feel like who was the guy that started talking?
Peter Scaretta from Slash Film.
Got it.
And I saw the Ghostbusters one at IMAX headquarters.
Yeah.
But that was already done.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I guess they overbooked the event on purpose, which they said. So me and my friend went to go get dinner. And then by the time when we got back, and we ate dinner at the restaurant because it's so cold out.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time we got back in line, we were the fourth and fifth people after the cutoff.
Oh.
Which sucked.
Yeah, you're just like so close.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
But that's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
So I wasn't too disappointed by it because I found out that movie is very scary.
Yeah, so, that first trailer, because I've seen recent trailers, but that first trailer.
Very horrifying.
That's a scary trailer. The ones they put on TV. Like aren't
I don't think they're scary. Allowed to show very scary.
I think that's why. They just edit it in such a way.
Yeah. And then, so that was Friday. Saturday, my sister came. We took down all the Christmas decorations before my sister came with the kids. And then I got these puzzles for my birthday a few years ago. And I was like, I'm going to open them because my niece loves doing puzzles. And I like doing puzzles too. And I asked my niece, I was like, do you want to do the Mickey Mouse puzzle or the Haunted Mansion puzzle? And she's like, the Haunted Mansion puzzle. And it's like of the poster for the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And I open it and I put all the pieces on the table and I realize that there's only like four colors to this puzzle. And it is incredibly difficult.
Mm-hmm.
My niece is like, she was just done, left.
Yeah.
So me and my sister have been doing it. And I think we're close to 10 hours on this puzzle.
Oh,
it's a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Wow.
And we're still not done. It's just horrible.
You're still going to finish it though?
I have to. But the thing is, it's on the dining table, and my parents are like, we want to eat.
Picked a poor place to start.
Well, they told me to do it there, because I was like, it's not going to take that. How long could it take?
I don't think they thought it'd be 10 hours.
Yeah, I don't think I did either. So that's how it goes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's about it. Been playing Nintendo NES Classic, which I talked about last week.
Yeah.
Nice. Ordered my Switch, my Nintendo Switch. Didn't order the Zelda game because I was going to buy it digitally, but I'm hoping I don't regret that.
Yeah, have they had problems like that in the past?
Yeah, usually on Christmas, they always have that problem when everyone gets a console. So I feel like
maybe like
launch date is going to be the same thing.
Yeah. Isn't March like a weird launch date?
Yeah.
Or are they just like, they don't want to push it back to, that's so far away.
It's a weird launch date, but it's like...
Like they weren't ready.
The game isn't... The system isn't like crazy advanced.
Yeah, it's pretty much Wii
like a new Xbox. Yeah.
Because like, there's just a lot of cool extra features and stuff.
Yeah, and you can like take it with you and stuff.
Yeah.
Not region locked. That's pretty cool.
Ah, that's cool.
Which is like surprising that it takes so long for a console to do that, but...
Yeah.
But I saw like the physical media for the game and it's like a tiny... It looks like a tiny SD card.
Huh.
That's pretty crazy.
How... Are the cases still the same thing? Like, how do they give you?
Yeah, it looks like a DVD case.
But it's just like in, but it's just a small little thing in there.
Huh. So,
do you like when you. The books, they don't still come with manuals, do they?
No. Like now they give you a little thing, and like, go to this website for the manual.
Okay. Not that I ever used manual.
Me neither.
But like, I was just curious because that was a big thing. Like, no one would use the manual, but you always get one.
And then it's like you read the manual and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, there's so many cool things you can do that I've never done. I beat this game and I didn't know how to do it.
No, I didn't know how to do half the stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's about it, man.
Mm-hmm.
My week wasn't that crazy, I don't think.
Yeah. The rain, when you're here and there's rain or something, you never feel like doing anything.
No.
Because you're just like, it's raining.
Yeah, it's just raining the whole time. I just want to not be in the rain.
Yeah.
Do you have Martin Luther King Day off?
No.
Me neither.
I wish.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
I was like, I actually was assuming that you did because you seem to have every other crazy day off.
No. Just like Thanksgiving. This is like the slow, like right after the holidays where I got like a million days off. Dude. Yeah.
I had a meeting at work.
Yeah.
That was painful.
Mm-hmm.
Where we had, like, we were talking about, like, our goals for the year.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't have a goal. Like, I'm, there's nothing to have a goal about because I just deal with a sister company.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I just, like, sat.
This meeting's not for me.
I just, like, sat and listened to everyone else talk about their goals.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, you know what? I'm an account manager, though. Mm-hmm. So, it's not all bad.
Good. Yeah.
It's decent.
Mm-hmm.
Need to wait for someone to either croak or get fired so I can move up.
That's how it works sometimes.
Yeah.
Just waiting game.
Just a waiting game. So, yeah. That's about it.
I think so.
Wow, 11 minutes, though.
Wow.
Let's talk about something crazy.
It's great. It's inauguration.
Oh, Donald Trump is president today.
Right? Yeah.
That's cool, I guess. This is radio-free America.
On Thursday, I'm going to play that.
My president is black song. By Young Jeezy but featuring Jay-Z.
Is there two versions of
it? Yeah.
I'll play the one with Jay-Z.
Yeah, the Jay-Z version is the better one.
Yeah. Because that's the last time, maybe in my whole lifetime.
So I hope
it'll
not.
Make any sense.
Do you really think that's true?
Like, it's very possible.
That's crazy.
Think how many senators are black? Like,
that's true.
How many, like, and who knows the direction this country is going? Like,
what about like if they were like Haitian? Are Haitian people black? They sure look it.
Yeah.
my niece asked this crazy question.
Yeah.
I guess she learned about Martin Luther King Day because she has it off, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And she's like, so my sister's like, oh, ask him what you asked me. And I was like, okay. And she's like, so when Martin Luther King was alive, there were black people and white people. What are we?
Oh, wow.
Are we black or white? I was like, what do you think? And she's like, I don't know. I was like, look in the mirror. And she's like, I was like, we're brown. It's like, no, but are we black or white? I was like, well,
that must be really confusing in history, actually.
Yeah.
Because you really don't learn anything.
Well, I was like, well, back then we were white people. Because, like, Indian people were treated like white people.
It was the weird, yeah, it was a weird time. Cubans were white people, yeah. And
like, Hispanics were white people until they decided to not be white people, until, like, white people were tired of them, and then they're like, hey, you're not white anymore, you're Hispanic. So, I might have you have a little conversation with my niece and be like, this is what a white person looks okay. like.
Whoa! Wait, and then I'll act like I'm shocked. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
I was like, what? Do you think white people and black people don't exist anymore? Is what I said to my niece. Oh, like, they're still around.
They're in the world.
Yeah.
You can see them. One was the president.
Yeah, the president's
now
a black person.
Now the other's the president.
Well, actually, technically, the president's both of those. Black and he's white.
That's true.
Because even in a racist mind, he's half right.
Will we ever have a 100% black president?
Oh, my fear is Ben Carson.
Oh, no.
Like, he's the next closest, right? He's like the closest black person to being president.
I think I'd rather
right
have Pizza Dude, the guy you always confuse him for.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
I can't remember his name. But whatever, Pizza Dude.
God,
he's crazy,
Father
too.
Godfather Pizza President. Candidate. Herman Cain,
there you go. What a weird name.
Yeah.
It sounds like a white name.
It does sound like a white
Herman
name.
Herman Cain.
So does Ben Carson.
That's
really
true. That's true.
Barack Obama, he's like, nope. You're like,
nope.
Muslim, right?
Not
he's
even,
like, nope.
Not even going with my Barry. Yeah. Going with Barack.
I was watching this thing about Michelle Obama. I got a little teary-eyed when I was watching it. All the stuff that she had to go through while she was first lady. People calling her names.
Oh, I'm sure.
They call it
messed
like,
up,
messed up world we live in.
Yeah. It's great. Like, I don't know. What if there was like a black Donald Trump? Wouldn't that be crazy?
Like, militant against white people? Or like just
like, wait, not that way. And just in the sense of like he would like yell at those people, but then like the whole narrative would be different.
Yeah.
Like if Obama acted the way
like about, like gangster Obama from the Key and Peele sketch.
Exactly. Pretty much like that. Yeah. Like people go crazy.
Well, it's crazy because like they fist bumped each other one time, I guess, after he like won, became president or something.
Yeah.
Or he got like the presidential nomination or something.
The anger translator or whatever?
No, Obama and Michelle Obama, like Barack Obama.
Okay. Yeah,
Obama.
Oh, yeah. And they said terrorist fist jab.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was like on the campaign. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, I mean, it happened. So you don't have to imagine it happened.
Yeah.
But that's like, I guess I wasn't paying attention.
I was very into the election 2008.
I was too, because I was like, yo, this guy needs to be president, because I voted for him.
But that was
and
like
I want to tell
News
my niece
thing.
And nephew that I voted for the first black president.
Yeah.
Possibly the only, according to Michael Pesca.
Well, you're telling me, what are the, like, not going to be the next four, like, who, can you?
I think Indian, possibly, next president. Could be Indian.
We got an Indian senator in California.
We got like five.
California now.
In the United States. They're called the Fab Five.
Oh, really?
Because they all swore in on the Bhagavad Gita.
Oh, I did not know
that. Which
is
pretty dope.
That is cool.
I wouldn't do that if I were them. I'd...
What would you do then?
I don't know what
book
I'd swear
on. What do you do on it? Well, are there any like non-religious people in?
That's what I was
wondering. I was going to say, like, what do they do it on?
Well, that's like
or what are you doing in courtroom?
Oh, you don't swear on anything.
Really?
Everyone has done it. You have to swear it on something. I don't know what I would swear it on. Like a picture of my mom or something.
That's like... why I'm curious. I'm like, what do you do in a courtroom? Like, I'll just be like, you never see that in movies where they're just like,
I don't believe in your book.
I don't believe in books at all.
Yeah, you need a bigger book.
Can you do it on
like an iPhone?
iPad? Yeah.
Like an iPad?
Yeah.
But like, I swear on this iPhone.
I don't
like,
want to waste
it. If we catch you lying, we're going to smash your iPhone and delete your backups off the cloud. And I'm like, okay.
You're like, that is really the thing to
that's
swear
what matters
on.
To me.
Exactly.
I swear on my Facebook profile. I will post horrible stuff that you've done in your life. And I was like, oh,
stop threatening me.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you got out. I'll swear to that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. What do you think Trump's going to be sworn in on? The Bible.
The Bible, yeah.
He's
a Christian.
Quote unquote, yeah.
He
grabs him
by
the
pussy. He knows the Bible better than anyone.
Does he say that?
Yeah, he's like, no one knows it more than him. He says
really?
That about everything, though.
Yeah.
He says about everything, so
that's crazy.
It shouldn't be a shock that he said that, too. He said that.
You hear though. Steve Harvey met with him?
Yeah. It's like he really cares about those urban cities.
That's crazy. Like his defense for appointing Ben Carson was like, oh, Ben Carson grew up poor. He knows how urban cities work.
Yeah, but he said in the past like that he doesn't believe like.
Did you hear Ben Carson when he was like testifying or whatever? He's like, yeah, I'm not going to help them at all.
Did he say that?
But it was like, I guess it was a slip. But...
Oh, wow.
But it's like, yeah, I'm not going to help any of those Americans. I was like, what is going on? Like,
bizarre.
How is this working?
So he's just throwing like eight random candidates and like half the, like, because they're going to have to confirm some of them. So
yeah.
Like, oh, I'll just do a bunch of weird people. And then.
Did you hear about the one with like the white, was it Steve Bannon or something like that? Was that the guy who came in? Not Breitbart News, the other guy who was just as controversial because he won like a KKK award. Like they awarded him.
Oh. Wow.
And then one of the senators is like, who was like defending this guy who was going to come up into, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I don't.
Yeah. It's hard.
I'm just like, so disgusted at this point that I'm just like.
There's no point. It's all fake.
Yeah. It's all
there's
crazy.
So much lies and fake that it's like you half pay attention is just as good as you're paying full attention.
Yeah. So he was like, you know what? I want that award too. I went to the dinner and you know what? I would go to any free dinner. And I was like, what is going on? Like
how can you even say those things? Like Nazis having a rally, free dinner, I'm there.
Yeah, like you know what? I got the Adolf Hitler, like because I guess the award he got is the award for going the extra mile and talking about things that people don't want to talk about, and that's normally has to do with like white supremacy. Like people don't want to talk about white supremacy.
Yeah,
when to these people they believe that whites are supreme, like are the supreme ones, but no one can talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's going the extra mile is talking like
so weird.
It's crazy. I don't know what's going on. This is a terrifying world we live in.
It's just like, it's like, yeah, these people have always existed, but now they're like talking in public about it. And it's like,
it's
what the
scary.
Hell, dude?
It's scary.
It's like, no, why?
Yeah.
Why is this
I need
real?
To tell my niece as soon as we stop recording. Like, we're right. We're white. If anyone asks, we're white for the next 4 years. Just really confused. Years down the line, she's like, I was so confused. My uncle just kept screaming, we're white, at me. This traumatized this poor little girl.
Yeah, I said, what? Freaked me out for a long time.
Yeah, she's like, I'm just not sure what I am. Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah.
Enough, I think.
I think so.
In case we get killed by a death squad on Monday, it was a pleasure recording for
you. Yeah. We don't know. Maybe weeks. Like he'll start our first day.
He's like, you know what? That podcast made fun of me. He called me President Cheeto.
That's true. He's if we got on his radar, he would contact us.
Do you think he would?
Yeah, if we got on his, like, if, I don't know.
If Donald Trump wanted to meet with us, would we meet with him? What would you say? It's let's say Saturday. He's like, I want to meet with these two guys.
Is he flying me? Is he coming here?
No, he flies us out to the White House or Trump Hotel in Washington D.C. or whatever.
Is he going to? I don't think he said his wife and his son aren't going to live in the White House. Is he going to live in the White House?
I don't think he wants to.
That's so weird.
Not with those beds. You hear about that thing?
No.
The Russian bed thing?
No.
It's the piss gate?
Piss, yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought there was something about Russian beds.
No, the beds.
Oh, yeah.
So he just hires prostitutes to go piss in the White House?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if then President Trump was like, hey, I want to meet with these two guys. You meet with them or no?
I don't know, man. I could do some good things with podcasts.
That would be some...
I don't know. That's like...
He would be our president at that time. I would have met with George W. Bush as like a kid.
I think that's different.
That'd be weird.
I feel like Bush is still, I don't know, in this context.
It depends if Mike Pence is in the room or not.
Mike Pence.
He freaks me out a little bit.
He does. He's scary. Look into his eyes. He's like...
There's a lot of those guys, dude.
I don't know. There are a lot of those guys. Yeah.
When I was watching that
look in those eyes,
confirmation
like, oh
hearing,
gosh.
I'm like... And then you see all the people behind him and like the jokes that they laugh at, like the free dinner thing. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is not okay.
Yeah. It's like, man. Like, I don't think people are putting on, like, I assume like sometimes people are putting on acts. I don't think people are putting on acts anymore.
They just don't care.
It's like, no, this is how it is.
They're like, oh. Hey, yeah.
Oof. Next 4 years.
In a less than ideal world. I just think that we live in... This is America, man. Great things happen in this country.
They do.
You never know what will happen.
Yeah.
If Nixon could get, like, impeached...
He still went... How many... Still
he still went...
Four years or whatever he had.
That's all I'm saying.
But then Mike Pence is scary.
He is very scary.
He's like, oh, no.
I'm saying they kick both of them out. Paul Ryan is a coward.
I don't think you
call
him do
too.
That. Can you... Then Paul Ryan's president.
He's a coward.
He is. He's a waffler.
Yeah, like Boner. Boehner.
Boehner, yeah. He was the old orange.
He's good.
And Donald Trump took it from
him. Yeah. It's a weird world we live in. I'm glad we were recording this in the past, though. So.
Yeah, it's in the past. Trump's not president yet, but when the time you listen to it, he is. Isn't
you know,
we're in a weird world. We got two
bright
presidents
side
right now.
Of Trump is I was reading this article that said when people are sad at the state of the world, enjoyable movies come out like La La Land.
How does that work?
Because so Obama was president, right?
Yeah.
And like you look at the movies that won Oscars, like 12 Years a Slave, like really depressing shit because everything was going well.
Yeah.
And then like when dark things are happening in the world, people want to see happy movies. And those are the ones that win Oscars.
Ah.
So, like, we're going to get more happy movies.
So the DC universe is just going to crash and burn in the next couple of years.
Yeah, the Marvel universe is going to be all like,
ooh, happy.
Yeah, really happy.
Deadpool's going to win, like, an Oscar.
Yeah, maybe.
You seen, like, Deadpool Oscar?
Yeah.
Like,
the For Your Consideration.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad I haven't gone to LA. I don't think I'm going to go to LA until after the Oscars are over because I'm going to get really tired of seeing all those billboards everywhere that say For Your Consideration.
Yeah.
I'm like, how many people are
I'm like,
voting
are these
for
people
this?
Being swayed by these? Like,
yeah, by
the
these
Oscar
billboards?
Voters? Yeah.
I'd be swayed by getting the free screener. I'm like, whichever screener came first
yeah,
gets my
you.
Vote. That's awesome.
Yeah.
As long as it's in theater still. That's
all that matters. Yeah, yeah. It's like, I can already get it digitally. I mean, yeah. That's the point.
So, yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.